Tamu felt blood trickle down the back of his neck. He tried to rise and failed. The wind felt cold against his clothes, despite the sun being high in the sky. He couldn't see the one who'd spoken. Light glared painfully off the planes, dazzling him. He pushed himself up onto one of his elbows. "What quarrel did they have with you?" came the voice. Tamu twisted his head towards the sound. A man walked out of the haze, his outline shimmering in the clear air. He was tall and broad. Incredibly tall. Incredibly broad. And clad in bone armor plates that glittered in the brightness. He carried a staff topped with a skull and wore an elaborate hood over his bare head. Only then was Tamu afraid. Where had this giant come from? The grassland had been empty a minute ago. Just him and the three others, grappling and running across the wind-ruffled Altak. It took some force of will to reply.
"I do not know,"
Tamu said. None of the man's features moved, but Tamu detected amusement. "What quarrel did they have with you?" the man asked again, inflecting the words identically. Tamu felt dizzy. The trickle of blood slowed, but did not stop. The man made no move to help him.
"I stole Adun,"
Tamu said, opting for the truth. He'd opened Alju's corral in the night, leading three of his steeds away and taking them down the river to Erdil's hearth. That had earned him a gulp of fermented milk and a slice of belly meat. Worth a beating.
"Three grown men against one boy," the man observed. "You hurt them almost as badly as they hurt you."
Despite the pain, Tamu grinned. He knew he had. The man crouched down, coming closer to his level, and looking at Tamu closely. Tamu saw a long, jagged scar on his tanned cheek. The man had an unusual aroma, and a faint hum came from his body, as if a beast murmured somewhere in the folds of his cloak. His eyes were strange. Golden, soft, and glistening. They were like an animal's eyes.
"What is your name?" he asked.
"Tamu."
"How old are you?"
12 years.
The man pursed his lips.
"8 in Terran," he murmured. "Not too late."
Tamu frowned.
"Not too late for what?"
The man rose to his feet again.
"Come with me."
Tamu hesitated. His head was beginning to ache.
"Come where?"
For some reason, he thought of his mother, his father, his brothers, huddled in the Gur down in the valley, busy with 100 mundane things. They would not miss him until dusk. Perhaps longer.
"Do not question," said the hooded man. "Do as I say."
Then, for the first time, he really smiled. The gesture was not without warmth. His bright white teeth flashing between leathery dark lips.
"Unless you think you could take me too."
Tamu didn't move. He tensed his body, just as he had done before the others had caught up with him.
"Withdraw, then return," he thought.